children. Today we're going to read the story of Cain and Abel. They were two brothers, and the Lord accepted and was pleased with Abel's offering to the Lord, but he was not pleased with Cain's offering. Why not? What was Cain doing wrong? Hear the word of the Lord as it is written in the book of Genesis, chapter 4. And the man knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have gotten a man, Yehoah. And she bore again his brother Abel. And Abel was a shepherd of the flock, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. And at the end of days it came to pass that Cain brought a gift offering of the fruit of the ground to Yehoah. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat. And Yehoah looked to Abel and to his gift offering, but to Cain and his gift offering he did not look. And Cain's anger was kindled exceedingly, and his faces fell. And Yehoah said to Cain, Why are you filled with wrath? And why have your faces fallen? If you do well, are you not lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin crouches at the door. And Abel's desire is to be with you, but you are ruling over him. And Cain talked to Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. And Yehoah said to Cain, Where is Abel your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A runaway and a wanderer you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to Yehoah, My iniquity is greater than can be taken away. Behold, you have driven me out this day from the faces of the ground, and I shall be hidden from your faces, and I shall be a runaway and a wanderer in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone who finds me will kill me. And Yehoah said to him, Therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And Yehoah set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. So in this part of the story, we found out that Cain was trying to rule over his brother, and he didn't love his brother, he hated him. And that's why the Lord couldn't receive his offering. And because of this, what happened to Cain? He was a runaway and a wanderer. He was afraid of everyone. He was always running away. He had no home because he didn't love anyone and no one loved him. Now we're going to read from the Heavenly Doctrine a little bit of the spiritual sense of this story. And it shows what happens to people like Cain when they get to the spiritual world. When a man deprives himself of charity, he separates himself from the Lord. Since it is solely charity, that is love toward the neighbor, and mercy that conjoin man with the Lord. Where there is no charity, there is disjunction. Where there is disjunction, man is left to himself or to his own. And then whatever he thinks is false, and whatever he wills is evil. These are the things that slay man or cause him to have nothing of life remaining. Those who are in evil and falsity are in continual dread of being slain, as is thus described in Moses. Your land shall be a desolation, and your cities a waste. And upon those who are left of you, I will bring softness into their heart in the land of their enemies. And the sound of a driven leaf shall chase them. And they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when no one pursues. and shall stumble everyone upon his brother, as it were before a sword, when no one is pursuing. In these and other passages of the word, those who are in falsity and evil are described as fleeing and as being in fear of being slain. All who are in evil and falsity hate their neighbor, so that they all desire to kill one another. The state of evil spirits in the other life shows most clearly that those who are in evil and falsity are afraid of everybody. Those who have deprived themselves of all charity wander about and flee from place to place. Wherever they go, if to any societies, these at once perceive their character by their mere coming, for such is the perception that exists in the other life. And they not only drive them away, but also severely punish them, and with such animosity that they would kill them if they could. Evil spirits take the greatest delight in punishing and tormenting one another. It is their highest gratification. Not until now has it been known that evil and falsity themselves are the cause of this. For whatever anyone desires for another returns upon himself. Falsity has in itself the punishment of falsity, and evil has in itself the punishment of evil, and consequently, they have in themselves the fear of these punishments. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.